Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, it's been a pretty incredible 14 or 15 hours so far in Maine, and we are at the Brunswick Old Orchard Beach for roadshow number 4. We will be, I don't know what everybody's schedule is. Wiggy, I don't know if you're staying for the weekend. I will be here. Curtis and Ken, we're hanging around all the way through tomorrow.
Yeah.
And a Ken and Curtis show.
Yep.
Little family barbecue for the Lairds and the Curtises this evening over at the Shack.
Yep. I have James peeing in Ken's bed right now.
Excellent.
So
I just saw my main neighbor Linda Curley making her way through here, and
best.
I will be seeking some assistance on the grill from Linda.
It's unbelievable if you ever listen to Greg on the phone, whether it's with Ashley, myself, Mrs. Hurley, the way in which women interact with Greg when they're planning something, it's like, well, maybe tomorrow we'll make a list so that we're not double buying. And why don't we have a conversation?
I do things on the fly.
Yeah.
I don't like to plan a lot of things. And
we've seen you travel.
You are very spontaneous.
But you guys are the best for being here this morning. And I know there was a request for some guest leads. Ken, can you orchestrate the microphone on some quick guest leads?
Don't give it to Brett. I already know.
Baseball Brett, he definitely wanted one. There was another gentleman.
From Gloucester.
Gary from Gloucester. Come on up, Gary. Come on up. Make your way up. You can start with Brett if you want, though, Ken. He's over to your right. Or you want to start with Gary. Yeah, come on up, Gary. This is your moment to shine.
Yeah, Gary.
How about a round of applause for Ken for putting all this together?
Yeah, Ken Laird, great
Boss
job.
Man. Boss man.
Gary, what's going on?
Hello, Gary from Gloucester. How are you?
How are you?
You're from
How
Boston.
Gary from Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Are you coming to the Gloucester Roadshow?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Is that 2 weeks?
That is
3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
All right. Excellent. We will be at the Beaupoort Hotel in Gloucester.
I think.
Yeah, you're right. 3 weeks. Today's the 6th.
Okay.
All right. Hey, how do you know that? Yeah. No, just kidding.
So what's your guest lead?
My guest lead. Just a question. Scheim, I know he's not here. I wish he was.
Yeah.
He's in Michigan, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey, just curious.
Oh, Scheim Stinks is here.
Scheim Stinks.
Oh,
yeah.
He's got a shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we need a picture of that shirt.
I love it.
Oh, Thanks. That's awesome.
He's got the
back of the shirt's the best.
Wiggy for president.
Wiggy
for president.
Okay.
That is right. Awesome.
Wiggy for president and Scheim Stinks.
So, right. I know, real quick, Scheim, I'm just curious about, is he better at golf or making mashed potatoes?
Oh, I
think mashed potatoes. You can't be worse at golf.
Yeah.
But those potatoes were horrible.
Yes.
You were his caddy.
I was. I did the very best I could.
So you'd know better than anybody.
Not Curtis's fault.
And then you kicked his butt.
Yes,
and
I did.
Sorry, Scheim, if you're watching on the golf course or wherever you are in Michigan.
Hey, we know,
but, seriously?
If he's watching something on the golf course, we know it's not the ball. So. All right, Gary, thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Gary.
Good job, Gary.
Gary.
Lost.
No, no worm. No.
Okay.
No, no,
no. I like worm.
Okay, worm. Let's
go ahead. Right, hello. Oh,
hi.
Hi,
Greg.
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing? You good. Are?
Lauren.
Lauren.
From Maine. Lauren. Gorham.
From Gorham, Maine.
Yes.
All right. How about a round of applause for Lauren?
Part of my favorite family.
What's
Thank
happening?
You. Thank you. So my lead is the Red Sox, obviously. Love the Red Sox. But it has to be with the trade rumors around Jaren Duran. I think he is the face of the franchise. Personally,
okay.
I know that you looked shocked.
Well, no, I just meaning it's a face that you really are attracted to, or he's
well,
the guy. He's...
I mean, both.
Okay, all right.
But I think he's really good for the clubhouse. If you were to trade him, then I do think you would lose a lot of trust that you had in the fan base, which honestly was probably a little on the rocks now, seeing all the decisions made so far this season. But bad choice. They shouldn't, in my opinion.
I love it.
Don't, yeah. All right, I like Job. It. So don't part with Jaren Duran.
Please don't.
Morons if they parted with Jaren Duran.
They would be
absolute idiots.
And coming off the documentary, too, like, Jaren Duran has won over so many fans.
He's a great fielder. He's a great hitter. I mean, if, he's got speed.
But what if it's a month from now and you're completely out of it?
It doesn't matter. He's one of your building blocks, right?
Because he's cheap.
And he's I mean,
good.
What are you going to get for Jaren? Like, more prospects that you'll keep in Worcester for 2 months? Like, I don't. I'd much prefer to have Jaren Duran on the roster
and hoping they turn out like Jaren Duran.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Lifelong Mainer.
Great Larry Bird shirt.
Gardner Maine.
Very
good. Gardner Maine. Love it. Bird, the man.
Larry Bird.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming here and letting us enjoy you guys. It's awesome. We love you. I love you. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Anywho, so as much as I don't want to say this, I got to give Curtis some props here.
Amen.
So like 8 weeks ago, or whenever you announced the date for this road show, I booked a room at the Brunswick. Unbeknownst to me, there's the Brunswick in friggin' Brunswick, Maine.
Oh, one of those.
Happens to the best of us.
You're not the only person who did that this week.
Yeah.
Curtis did it. Yeah.
Called every damn number I could possibly call. Nobody does anything till 4 o'clock. And when I called them and I finally spoke with someone, I asked a lot. You know, I made a mistake. Human error. We're human, right? We all make mistakes. Yeah. Could you just maybe $100? Give me $100. It was $400 non-refundable.
What? So your room in Brunswick, Maine sat unoccupied last night.
They asked me if I wanted to cancel my reservation. I said absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not letting you get another $400.
Smart.
You
know? Where did you sleep?
Across the street.
Oh.
$100.
What's the name of the hotel across the street?
Christ, what is it? The Inn at Soho?
The Inn at Soho. All right.
Woo!
All right.
There you go.
Great
job.
Savior.
Great job. Curtis did that.
I'm here. Thanks, guys.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Curtis did that a few years ago, drove all the way to Brunswick, Maine, not the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach.
And if you ever think I'm too hard on Ken, go back and read the text he was firing away that night, gleefully seeing that I'm like an hour away. That was game one of the NBA Finals, I believe, with the Steph Curry, the Celtics of the big comeback.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Worm's fine. Whatever.
Fine.
Let's get him out of the
way.
Get
Worm up here.
Worm.
All right.
Worm, do you really want it?
Worm was almost tossed.
Do they want it?
Okay.
Do you want it?
Worm.
America!
It's on a
Worm, what's going on?
He's circling. Leave him alone.
Take it away.
Bye, Worm.
Take it away.
Take the mic away.
You can't be dropping F-bombs, pal. We got kids here.
You got kids.
We got kids here.
Mix in a water, Worm.
Okay.
All right. It's a wet worm.
There we go. Can they see it on Twitch? He's doing the worm.
Okay.
All right. Round of applause for the man. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Thank you.
Somebody make sure that gets a driver home. Okay.
If we could get can we get a breathalyzer over here, stat?
Let the record show I said no.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you did say no. We're also baseball. Brett is. Are you,
okay? You first have to worm.
It's one guy, and then you, Brett. Okay, go ahead. What's up?
I'm sorry for that. That was. He clearly has epilepsy.
He has an issue. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Should drug test or something.
Just booze.
My lead was. I want to know. Do you think Halliburton's starting to get some of the Tatum treatment, where he's good, he's starting to become one of the better players of the league, but he doesn't get enough recognition for being as good as he is? I think him, Donovan Mitchell, are some of the more clutch players, and unfortunately, they don't really get the recognition because they're not the household name that you're seeing with SGA that goes to the foul line every 15 seconds.
I think Tatum
was
still
egregious last night.
Yeah.
It was egregious.
But that's what he does. And you know, he's a smart player.
But will they do it for him because he's an MVP? Like, let's be honest.
But I think they do it for, like, they do it for Jalen Brunson. If you actively make it a point to get inside the paint and try to make plays, use your ball fakes, lean in the guys, you'll get to the free throw line.
They just don't do it in today's NBA enough. Like, you and I were talking about it either end of the third quarter or the fourth quarter, and those guys, they kept getting close.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right.
And then OKC would open it back up.
Right.
And we were both like, just drive to the hoop. Get the ball down low and get a couple. You don't have to always be shooting threes to get yourself back in a basketball game. It's so annoying.
But the problem is the way they got back in that game is because they made three. So they fall in love. It's like this double-edged sword. It gets you there, but then it also kills you when you don't make them. And, you know, I told you, I give SGA credit for doing what he does, getting to the line. And Halliburton, I think with Halliburton, he's a good player. Maybe we just don't see him enough, or he's not in the world yet of the super superstars. But if he's able to win one here, I don't think there's no denying. You know, you gotta stop putting him in those conversations.
All right, here is Baseball Brett, everybody. Hello, Baseball Brett.
Good morning. Go. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. All right. Courtney.
Hello.
Courtney knows I'm coming after her on this take.
So. Oh, you're coming after Courtney?
Yeah, I got two Roman Anthony takes. Mm. The first one, for every game that they don't bring Roman up and the Red Sox lose, they're doing their franchise a disservice. Okay,
because I agree with you 100%.
They're at the point now in their season where they're at the precipice where if they could, like Wiggy was saying earlier, if they could rattle off 8 of 10. They're going to be okay. They'll survive. They'll give us some baseball over the summer. So for every game they don't bring Roman up over the summer, it's doing them a disservice for their franchise. Okay, and I also think it would take pressure off the whole Cora-Breslow debate because it would give the fans, it would interject some energy into the fan base. So that's my thought on that.
Good job.
Okay, yeah. I'm not done with you yet. Okay. Coco, what did you say about Roma with the laundry cart?
It was a dink move, I believe.
It was a
D-I-N-K.
Yes.
Dink move.
Called okay. Dink.
Yeah. So
I didn't call him a dink. Dink move.
Okay. So I completely I take the opposite end of that. So if you ever see these guys leave the stadium or leave the hotel, we're on the road, the people that are involved in these little autograph scrums are awful. They are old adult males with a whole binder full of things for the players to sign. And once they sign them, those will be up for sale within 24 hours. There's no kids involved in these scrums. There are no, they're all old men, and they know exactly where the teams stay on the road. They know exactly where to get the players. Greg had mentioned not good to do to your paying fans, the fan base. That these are not people that go to the games. These are not your fans. These are autograph seekers.
Yeah.
They're completely they're just different. When Roman is in the stadium before the game, he'll sign every single autograph for all of the kids because you can identify the kids that come down that seek it. So
but not a bunch of 45-year-old dudes who are just trying to make money off.
Binders and balls and
okay.
They're pushing.
Which is fine. Don't put it on social media and try to make a joke out of it. If you if you are a part of the Woo Sox organization, if you're part of the Red Sox organization and you're at this part of the year where you guys suck, it's a bad look. It's a bad look no matter what you do. If you're a social media manager, you should be better at knowing what is going to play and what's not going to play. They did yesterday or the other day did not play for most of the fan base. You look at those responses, and I got into this with Blackie yesterday. I'm not saying Roman Anthony should be kicked out of baseball for life. I'm just saying Roman Anthony needs to take accountability for his own actions. If a social media person told him to do it, go do it. Then go back and take and sign the little boy that was waiting for your autograph at the end of the line.
Would you like to apologize to Roman Anthony?
No, I didn't say anything wrong.
You called him a dink.
I said a dink move.
And then another guy called up and said, oh, yeah, Courtney, he didn't sign my kid's thing.
No, that was a DM.
No, that was you at the Reggie Lewis Center.
No, but that was fake news right there, though.
But I would
everything.
Say, wait, I love you, Brett. Brett and I had a good back and forth on this last night. I'll take everything you said about how many guys are there. If I were president, the first thing I would do would be to make Tom Brady president. And then I would say that if you are over 16, you cannot get an autograph. Flat rule. Yeah. I just
agree.
Go reevaluate your life.
We agree on that.
But I would also say that the organization, if this is the problem you describe, exacerbated the problem by promoting Roman Anthony avoiding the people they're trying to avoid. It's such a self-own. Like, why would you post something where your best player, the best prospect in baseball, is going out of his way to the consumer? We're in this business. We didn't know what you knew. So nobody watching that has the background and context for you that you have. So everybody that's a follower of the team that follows the Woo Sox sees Roman Anthony thinking he's better than everybody, avoiding signing autographs.
Right. Yeah.
Why is that good?
Yeah, I do think it's a Red Sox issue, right? It's like it comes from the top down. It's just like it's pointing out the bigger issues the Red Sox have.
But why would you promote your player being a dink?
Yeah.
Nobody knows anything about Roman Anthony. I don't know any. I've never heard his voice. So why would my first meeting of him be him in a laundry cart avoiding fans?
Avoiding like 10 fans.
Like, it's so silly.
Also, the bigger issue they have is they stank.
They stank.
Yeah, they stank.
I'd like to apologize.
Baseball Brett.
I love you, Brett.
Baseball Brett. All right. Oh, somebody's getting a little bossy over there. What did you say? Do I want a what? Do I want a break? Yeah. I can't hear you. Speak up. What do you want to say, boss?
It's time to trend.
It is right now?
Yes.
No, I don't want a break.
It's time to know who's boss.
I think I want to keep talking.
All right.
Do not cut this off.
Oh,
do not listen to him.
Oh, God. This is a Maddie in the morning.
Do not listen to Ken Laird. I want to play a song, actually.
Okay.
What are you, rich?
I'm thinking Freebird, 11 minutes. Or maybe the live version, 14 minutes. All right. For Ken Laird, we will take a break. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal with the Steelers, so pending a physical, he will be in Pittsburgh next season. The Pacers took game one against the Thunder 111-110 in OKC, thanks to a Halliburton shot with 0.3 left to play. Game two is on Sunday. The Red Sox are in New York to take on the Yankees. First pitch at 7:05 with Walker Buehler getting the start, opposing Will Warren. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's is the best. WEEI.
We are off the track.
Join Christian Arcan on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals continues in Edmonton. The Oilers lead the Panthers after game one. Puck drop at 8.
You know how you can save something like that?
But
do the worm.
No, yep. Thanks.
Do the worm.
I don't
worm,
know how to.
Worm.
I don't know how.
Can I get us back on track by saying swell? I don't know where it is. It's Old Orchard Beach.
All right.
Excellent coffee.
Really?
Very, nice. Very particular.
Okay.
Delicious.
All right. Hello to Swell. Right. I hope they listen over there.
And what I meant to say was Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Okay. I just blanked for a minute. Yeah. And buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek symmetrical all-wheel drive. To take any summer adventure on or off the road, SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. We will be right back.
We will be right back on a Roadshow Friday in Old Orchard Beach, Maine at the Brunswick on WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.